And in a recent question time at New South Wales Parliament, the behavior of the Speaker of the House, Shelley Hancock, provoked controversy by calling some Labour MPs blockheads and idiots and accusing them of being drunk. While there has been call for resignation, others believe that some of the members in the chamber do appear drunk and abusive in their way that they behave. Joining me now to discuss this further is Dr. Geoffrey Hawker, Associate Professor of Politics at Macquarie University. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Good to be here, Sam. Thank you.
So is this sort of situation really that uncommon in the New South Wales Parliament? Question time kind of getting fairly rowdy?
Oh, I think it is fairly exceptional in New South Wales. It is famous as the Bear Pit, as it used to be called. It's not unknown, of course, in other parliaments, but certainly question time in particular in the lower house can be pretty rowdy. I must say, I took a group of American students in a few months ago, and they were not used to this. They were quite surprised. It's, of course, the cut and thrust of politics. It is what you find in parliaments, but perhaps especially in New South Wales is quite famous for
it. So what about this particular instance? Why has it caused such a stir if it's not, you know? I mean, it's a bit exceptional, but
rowdiness, raucousness, I mean, it is part of the cut and thrust of politics, really. But on this occasion, the speakers rather let her guard slip a bit because, of course, in our Australian and associated systems, the speaker, the presiding officer, is very much a party appointment, you know, unlike some other systems where perhaps they're more independent. But that's always been the case. We all understand that. Mm-hmm. But once they're in the chair, they're supposed to look like they're rising above the fray a bit, you know, and being a bit detached. Now, the fact of the matter is, the speaker on this occasion has said some things that, you know, they are unusual. I mean, whether it's true or not, it's not really the point. It's more that the speaker has said, oh, look, you know, the members on that side are drunken. Mm-hmm. Now, she's become the news story. That's really what it's about, in my view. The government's heading to an election fairly soon, and the government wants good news every day. They don't want the news like you and I are now discussing. They don't want the news to be about the speaker saying the other side are drunks. That's not a good news story for the government. The government wants to be out there saying, oh, you know, we've done a good budget, and we're doing great things by the state, and so forth and so on. And now, today, yesterday, you know, it'll go away, but it's a space that has been filled by a story the government would rather not have. So from that point of view, their person, the speaker, has rather let her mask slip a bit, you know. So hasn't been calm, hasn't been detached, has let her guard down. Show she's feeling the strain of the job, I would say.
So sort of aside from just, you know, the Liberal government wanting to have good news and have it not focus on these sort of negative, you know, I guess, events happening, the speaker's comments seem to kind of follow like a lot of what we may have been seeing in the news worldwide, sort of, you know, people kind of devolving to name-calling and you know, calling the other side, you know, this big kind of divide between parties. Are we just kind of seeing like more of this, I guess, American model kind of emerging here, or is it like an isolated event?
Well, look, I do think it is sort of a one-off, and I don't think we're likely to see this sort of thing go on a lot. But I mean, no, you're quite right. I think the more significant point is that it contributes to the feeling, you know, that the jaded citizen might have, you know,
absolutely,
the disillusioned voter might have, that, oh, look, politics is a, you know, a dreadful business. They call each other names. Some of them are drunk. She said that side's drunk. They're probably all drunk. You know, it does lower things quite a bit, and it ratchets up the intensity of feeling. And in this particular case, of course, the Labor Party, the opposition, is going to feel that she's given them a bit of a target, and they'll make a fuss about it and a song and a dance. And so, yeah, you know, without being naive and too idealistic about politics, of course, you know, it's a pretty tough game. Mm-hmm. The reality is, I think it is true, as you say, that it tends to lower people's estimation of the whole political game. And, you know, one can't be hypocritical about it, but you'd like perhaps politicians to show their better side. Yeah.
And on a slightly different note, it's said that about over 250 members of the opposition have been ejected from Parliament by Shelley Hancock in 3.5 years, but never one from the government itself. Seems to reveal.
That I believe is correct. It's not unprecedented, mm-hmm. and it's not something that any one particular side of politics displays. The Speaker's position is a very delicate and tough one, really. She's been in the job quite a long time now, and you're balancing the need to keep the chamber in order, and at the same time, let's face it, it is true, when you can, you support your side, the government side. Yeah, that is the reality of it.
And what will happen if it's revealed that members in Parliament may indeed be under the influence? If there's any basis to this drunkenness that's being thrown about?
Look, I think it's well known and it's admitted, and I don't want to contribute to the idea that all members of Parliament are badly behaved and
absolutely
drink
not,
too much.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say, but look, we all know. Look, Tony, it's not so long ago Tony Abbott publicly confessed before he was Prime Minister that he'd had so much to drink with some friends that he fell asleep. He was virtually comatose. He could not even be woken up for a division. I mean, he said that. And I can think of quite a few instances, actually, in the New South Wales Parliament where very prominent members have clearly had too much to drink. They've admitted as much in their own behaviour. Their words have demonstrated it. So, of course, it's absolutely true. But in that respect, again, I don't think it's any use being hypocritical mm-hmm. about it
not.
Holier than thou. We probably would all say that Member of Parliament, responsible job, you really should control yourself on the job, but you have a clear mind, do the job properly. Sure, that's all true. But on the other hand, we well know that from time to time, members all over the place go to excess.
So, Jeffrey, from this issue, what do we see likely sort of as the outcome of this issue? Is it likely to just blow over and just be another kind of, something the federal government's not, didn't do a good thing? Or is there any sort of actual real kind of fallout that may be likely?
Well, in a way, you can't tell till further down the track looking back. I mean, my best prediction at the moment would be that it will be smothered, it will blow over, mm-hmm. the Speaker will adopt a lower profile, the government will... the Premier probably might, or one of her staff will probably say, hey, look, Shelley, settle down, take a back seat for a little while, let's calm things down, let's get back onto our agenda for the election. That's, I think, the real politic of it. But in the longer term, it does to me suggest that, this Speaker, like others before her and those that will come after, it's a very high-pressure job. It's not the most desirable job in government, honestly. I mean, someone, an aspiring politician, she's been around a while, she's a capable person, perhaps being a minister has got more going for it. The Speaker's job is one, it's not a consolation prize, that wouldn't be true to say, but it's not the top of the pile, but it is a very tough job. Mm-hmm. It requires a lot of presence out there, and she's showing the signs of strain in the job. So in the longer term, it's hard to say. For her, it will have some consequences, I would think, down the track.
Mm-hmm.
And for politics more generally, it probably is a sign that we're getting into election fever.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much, Jeffrey, for joining us this morning to talk about it.
It's a pleasure. Any time at all.
Absolutely. Please.